And now to the final segment of today's Jefferson Exchange. It's time to talk about the Oregon Fringe Festival once again. The annual celebration of edgy arts, arts of all kinds, fills up a number of Rogue Valley venues from Wednesday, April 24th to Sunday, April 28th. The Fringe Festival continues to grow, both in number of presentations and number of places to see them. Two guests join us to talk about the Fringe Festival. Russell Copley is the executive director. Welcome to the studio, Russell.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And Gianna McArdle is the marketing director of the Oregon Fringe Festival. Welcome, Gianna.
Thank you.
So growing and changing over time, talk about the scale and scope of the Fringe Festival now, if you would, Russell.
Thank you. Well, I think what we've done is we've expanded greatly outside the campus. So I think we will see approximately, and Gianna, check me if I'm wrong, it's about a 300% growth in actual exhibits and performances, et cetera. And I think it's about a 200% growth in actual spaces.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's a lot to keep track of, a lot to market. And Gianna, talk about that aspect of it. I mean, who you're trying to reach through the Fringe Festival?
Yeah, I think, as always, a lot of our audience is SOU campus faculty, staff, students. But this year, we've really been trying to expand outside into the greater Ashland Rogue Valley community, which has been helped in part by our expansion into these venues. And so that really allows us to reach more people and kind of prove to our community that it's not just an SOU student organization. It's something that everyone can be involved in and get something from.
Talk about some of the venues you've added this year, then.
Yeah, I think some of our most exciting venues are the Elks Lodge basement in downtown Ashland. It's this really awesome, like, little space that Russell can definitely talk more about. And then also Grizzly Peak Winery up in the hills is a really beautiful space. And it feels, especially having worked on student productions for Fringe over the years in the basement of the student union, going into this winery feels very official. It feels like we've really made it. And then we've also expanded into ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum, so we're connecting with a younger audience as well. We have a couple performances. We have a music performance and a chemistry demonstration in ScienceWorks that's going to be performed to, like, middle school students who will be visiting. So we're really getting a range from SOU students to middle schoolers to people who go to Grizzly Peak Winery. So it's been exciting to get all over town.
So chemistry demonstration. So I was going to ask you how much you're pushing the envelope of art. I mean, this makes sense at science, but how did this come into art?
Well, we kind of embracing education or arts integration as well, because it is a form of art. And we also want to engage with students K through 12. So that's one of our outreach pieces. We are going to be reaching middle school students on that day who will be at ScienceWorks. And they are right there. It is a captive audience to a degree, but everybody else is invited. So we figured, how do we work with ScienceWorks to make our arts environment reach the students and let them see what's going on in college? So it's a bridge. It's an arts bridge for the students.
We are talking to the Oregon Fringe Festival folks here on the Jefferson Exchange once again. Russell Copley, the executive director, and Gianna McArdle, the marketing director. And I notice you also have outside of campus the Bricks at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Public Library, the Black Sheep. There's at least one performance in Medford, I see, at Rockaferry.
So we are so blessed. We have OSF who have embraced us, and we have 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, on the Bricks. And OSF have also provided a tech panel to come and give a workshop discussion on technical theater in the Black Box. So we are really engaged with them, and we are thrilled. The big excitement piece is being at Rockaferry in the Rogue Valley Mall. That's going to be a fantastic rock venue for, I think we've got about four different acts over there. And that's the idea, is for us to grow the festival and to be a truly Rogue Valley participatory, you know, organization.
Let's get to the marketing part. I'm sure you'd like to talk about. What does the Fringe Festival cost, Gianna?
The cost?
Yes. What do you charge people to come see the shows?
Oh, it's free. It's all free. Free admission to every single performance, every single visual art installation.
And how can you do that?
It's because the Fringe Festival is supported by the Oregon Center for the Arts at Southern Oregon University, and it's put on by Russell, who is a staff member, but mostly by a team of, I believe, 9 student producers, and we're all volunteering to do it or getting class credit, so that is how we're able to make it all free.
Oh, wow. Is this like your capstone project for the university?
It is, yeah. So okay. I am a senior emerging media and digital arts student. I'm graduating at the end of this term. So I am taking all of the design work, the marketing work, the behind-the-scenes planning work, and making that my capstone project.
All right. We have a couple of clips. Actually, one clip we're going to play. This is from the group D-Jazz performing Friday at the Gambrel Annex. Anything you want to tell us before we hear the music?
Well, briefly, we have incredible student talent, mm-hmm. and that's an SOU group, and our music department are super proud of this group. The talent is sublime. So, Gianna, you know a few individuals quite well in that piece.
Yes, yeah, I have a couple of friends that it's going to be Cyrus Daniels, who is the main artist behind D-Jazz, and a bunch of other SOU students. And Cyrus is just such an amazing guitarist, and it's going to be exciting to see my friends.
Let's hear a little bit of D-Jazz. This is a clip, I'm not sure what it's called, but here we go. So yeah, definitely speed metal. That's this is such a broad range of stuff you've got spread out across 5 days. So I mean, yes, if somebody's like, "Well, speed metal's not my thing," they have lots of other things they can pick up.
So that's the whole idea, is to embrace everybody. So it's fully inclusive, and on the way that we schedule the program is we're trying to cover a few themes, so it shows the broad variety.
Well, themes. I noticed that you have different themes for each day. Yeah. So did you pick themes and then artists to match, or have the artists first and then go, oh, well, these groups nicely like this?
For the most part, the venues do dictate a lot of the kind of the arts that we have, the presentations. However, content-wise, we do have at least a 70% kind of thematic obeyance. Starting from the first day with the spark theme, mm-hmm. we have things that really just sort of ignite. They have the energy to wake up the festival. Uh-huh. And as it progresses, we have like Friday's our Pride Day, and there's an immense amount of Pride activities. So those are examples. And then ending on Catharsis, we have a lot of trauma-informed pieces as well as a celebratory piece where we all feel we will have come through something and catharted in the experience.
Well, let's talk about those two ends of it then, too, because on Spark, and boy, no pressure here, Box of Stars, that's Dean Kyle at the Stevenson Union Rogue River Room, right at noon on Wednesday, April 24th. What's that?
Yeah, so Box of Stars is an arrangement that Dean Kyle has done of the music of Jacob Collier, who's a very accomplished jazz musician. Dean Kyle is a percussion student at SOU. He was actually on JPR last year to talk about the festival, and he's doing a lot of really amazing experimental stuff with percussion and music and kind of interactivity.
All right, so and then that's followed up half an hour later in the same venue with Jared Roundtree doing something called Music is Dumb.
Yeah, so that's, as far as I know, that's a piece that's also percussion created mm-hmm. with found objects, just exploring like sound creation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's something for everybody. Is there one form that is dominant, music versus theater versus visual arts? I mean, you have all of those, right?
I think we're actually about even on all of them. I think we have around 25 artists per discipline. So there's really something for everything, a lot of variety within each discipline
as well. I think with music, you just have some large ensembles, so there might be just a greater amount of people. Mm-hmm.
So are these one and dones, or do some of them repeat over the course of the
week? We have multiple repeats. So that's actually where we went like overboard. Mm-hmm. The idea was, especially for productions that are coming from outside of the Rogue Valley or out of state, they want to travel and they want to perform more than once. So we actually have an 80% two times performance from theater and music.
Okay.
So it means that we have to be everywhere. And our venues were wonderful. They said, yeah, expand your hours. We want to host you.
All right. So you mentioned the Catharsis theme for the final day, Sunday, April 28th, which includes some interesting events at the Ashland Public Library, just by title. Kids These Days is one of them, and the other, and then followed by an open jam sesh. What is Kids These Days?
Kids These Days is a kind of comedy performance slash TED Talk slash theater performance that is all about the artist's experience growing up and then having kids himself, and seeing kind of the differences in how kids are raised. And it's not a negative portrayal of, oh, kids these days are on their phones, they're so terrible, whatever. It's just a kind of exploration of these generational experiences.
And a lot of that, it sounds like you're deliberately trying to put some challenge in here. It's like, you know, this we gave it this title just to kind of pique your interest, but it'll be somewhat different from what you might expect.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so what has it been like to try to pull this off, particularly while you're still going to classes, Gianna?
It's definitely been crazy. I think it's definitely could not have done it without the team of producers. Everyone has been really stepping it up, putting in so many hours. So it's been a lot to balance, but we've been trying to stay as organized as possible. And it becomes easy just because I care so much about the festival and I love putting it on. So
Oregon Fringe Festival, April 28th, Wednesday through Sunday, April 24th, Wednesday through Sunday, April 28th. At multiple venues around the Rogue Valley. I can't even get into the whole list, so we didn't even try. But you can find it all online. We have links at our website. Thanks to Russell Copley, the executive director.
Thank you very much.
And Gianna McArdle, the marketing director.
Thank you so much.